while they're feeding them. You ever hear them say anything else?
No, not really.
Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Oh, piggy, just kind of, piggy, 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 kind of a rising, piggy, 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 piggy.
Now, would they be calling them, or?
Well, yeah, I could be calling them, or, nah, they never stood there while they were eating and just sang to them.
Serenaded them.
Yeah.
Well, what about the chickens?
Chickens? Chick, 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 chick. That's
that'd be the call.
Call them to, well, like hogs, you generally don't have to call chickens to come and eat. They'll be there before you know it. But people just, even though they're there, they keep yelling that for some reason. Just habit.
You know of any calls to sheep?
No, I've never been around sheep.
Say if you needed, if you had to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you need to do what?
Well, hitch them up, harness them.
Say if you were plowing with mules, those things that you hold in your hand to guide them?
The reins?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you're riding a horse?
Well, now, if you're plowing, I'd say lines. And, riding a horse, lines or reins. Reins, most likely. And a buggy on a buggy would be the reins.
Okay. And the things that you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
Stirrups.
What about, say, if you're plowing with a team of horses, you and the one that walks in the fur, any particular name for him? Or the one on the right?
Well, you might call him the lead mule or lead horse, but since we only used one, I really don't know too much about that.
Yeah. Say if somebody's looking for something and it's not right near it, it's just a
little ways, okay. Little piece.
Or if you've been traveling for a while and you're not yet finished, you say you still have
got a long way to go, or fur piece.
If you're looking for something,
not talking about minks either.
Yeah. Very clever. Yeah, say if you're looking for something that's pretty common, you say you can find that just about.
Yeah, anywhere.
And if I fall down here and I fall that way, you say I fell
backwards.
Fall that way.
Fall forwards.
Say if you've been fishing, just had rotten luck, didn't catch the first fish. Damn, I thought, is that a baby in that carriage?
You mean in the one they're pushing?
They've rolled about 8 feet.
No, I don't think there is.
Okay. Say if you didn't catch the first fish and somebody asked you, well, how'd you do? You might say, well,
I'd lie about it. I'd tell them it got away, but it sure was a big one.
Right.
Well, he didn't catch anything. Didn't catch a one.
Do you ever hear nary used very much?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, my grandmother and I used to go fishing every weekend. Every Saturday morning, we'd pack a lunch and get our... We fished with cane poles. We didn't use any of the fancy stuff. And we'd dig up some worms and put them in a coffee can and go fishing. And she'd... If we didn't catch anything, she'd say, well, we didn't catch nary... We caught nary a one today.
Let's say if a kid in school has just gotten burned up by his teacher and he can't understand it, he might say, well, why is she getting on me? I didn't
do anything.
Or if I accidentally break something of yours and I'm apologizing for it, you might say, well, that's okay.
Didn't need it anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't need it anyway. Okay.
And if a kid's out somewhere just crying his head off and you can't understand it, you might ask him,